this past week, somebody at work was sitting there trying to read something, and they were like, I think it was like a guy's password or something like that, and he's like, the Neba Kais, and he was having problems reading it. Neba Kais, Nebuchadnezzar? He's like, yeah, that's what it is. I'm like, hello. First off, I get it. It's a king from the Bible. But how do you not know the Nebuchadnezzar, the name, because that was the name of Morpheus's ship in the Matrix?
That's why it was called that, too. That's why it was called that.
It's like, you fucking young people.
Goddamn whippersnappers.
Your Fortnites.
You're dabbing your Fortnites? your dabs in your fork knives? I don't know what you kids are doing.
Well, I'm not going to go like that.
Did you see the pictures from Bill and Ted Face the Music?
I haven't seen anything much more than the initial stuff that they released for it, the initial couple pictures that they released for it.
It's the biggest thing is they showed Death, William Sadler in makeup.
Nice.
I pulled it up right now. So you have...
That's awesome.
Oh, I fucking move my mouse. So you have them, obviously, in the phone booth.
Yep.
Them with Death.
That's awesome. Looks exactly the same.
They're kids. Well, these two.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck that is. Definitely not one of their kids, I don't think.
Well, in this day and age, it could be.
Could be adopted. And then, for some reason, that... I was like, well, I don't know why they're looking down, but that can't be good.
Right.
And apparently there's a there's going to be an homage to Carlin in it. Something they've done to do... Right by him.
Too, yeah. It was a big part of that movie.
Yep.
Both of that franchise, I should say.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty cool. But just thinking that in, I think it's May 21st, 2021, I believe.
Okay.
Is literally, right now, it's poised to be a doubleheader of Keanu Reeves movies.
That'd be so glorious.
John Wick 4. And Matrix 4 released on the same day.
Are they from two different production?
Yeah. There's no way a fucking studio put out two movies by the same
actor.
Yeah. There's just no way.
Somebody needs to grow balls and do it.
Well, I mean, this day and age, there's no balls left. There's like,
Hey, when does Cyberpunk 2077 come out?
April.
This April?
Fuck. This April, yeah.
I just want everything.
Just one day. We just call it Keanu Day or Keanu Week or something
Keanu
like that.
Keanu Week, yeah.
We just celebrate Keanu Reeves. He just gets all of his movies released. He gets the game released at the same time.
Like a book.
Game on Tuesday, movies on Thursday,
Keanu
Friday.
Book, something like that.
He's in another Netflix movie nobody knew about until right before it came out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where he plays himself but as a
super dickbag.
Douchebag version of himself.
That movie's so good, too.
So good.
I like the idea of doing that because, like, at first reaction, you're like, why would you, like, ride with Keanu and, like, take away business from his own shit? But then, one, you realize, I don't think Keanu gives a fuck. And no. Two, it's like a gimmick, like, weekend. It's like, it's Keanu weekend, dude. Like,
yeah.
Like, Keanu fans are going to be like, it's a fun idea to be like, let's go watch both Keanu. Let's go on Saturday, watch this one. Right? On Sunday, go watch this one, you know? Like, I think a lot of people would be into, like, yeah, let's
going
go see both
double
of them.
Features? I mean, yeah, how long has it been since you've done a double feature?
How long has it been since, like, a movie is actually, like, a movie theater is actually a hit? This is a double feature. For this, you go see this one, and then we'll start this one right after. You know, like...
Probably been, like, 15 years for me.
Like, outside of, like, running re-releases of, like, some like a trilogy or something
like
that?
I mean, the last one I know of was the one that was made into a double feature. The one with Planet Terror and but that was made that way.
And that was one continuous movie.
Yeah, there was an intermission, but it was like,
but that was a like a fake way of doing a.
Yeah, but, I mean, double features are kind of a lost art, though.
Yeah,
just because they're so like weekends are so big on one movie.
Yeah,
that's how it is. But I mean, it's like one of those things where like we used to go to the drive-in. Drive-ins were always double features.
Mm-hmm.
You could pay to see one or the other. But, you know, you could pay, it's the same price, you pay, you're going to see both movies. If you show up for the second movie, you show up for the second movie. You leave after the first movie, you leave after the first movie. That's just, that's how you roll.
Yeah.
But it's one price for two movies.
Maybe, like, theaters could do, like, like a poster giveaway, and or, you know, like give you little collectibles for fucking seeing both, you know,
it buying like the double feature like the thing. Alamo would do. Could do.
Yeah. Alamo Draft House, yeah. They do that. They do sort of that shit all the time, though.
Yeah.
But they don't do any new movies that way. It's always
right. It's always the older stuff.
Yeah, it's always like, oh, the first movie and then the second movie after it, or this is a classic movie or something like that, you know? And it's cool. Like, smaller places can do that because it's obviously, you don't have to have it at all fucking 94 fucking AMCs in California or whatever it is. Or Harkins now is fucking up to like, what, like 20-something movie theaters now just in Arizona?
Something,
fucking nonsense. Plus, there are two in California.
It's weird.
A couple in Colorado, too.
Oh, I forgot they got a couple in Colorado, yeah, too.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's interesting to think that that's kind of a... I mean, it really is a lost thing within movies because the weekend is so competitive against one movie.
Mm-hmm.
It would have to be a studio release two movies that literally have nothing to do with each other, but come out at the same time, but it's like... They want
to maximize profits for
each yeah.
one is what they're looking to do.
Yeah. So, I mean, it'd have to be...
That's why there's a whole thing like, okay, is Disney releasing anything this month? Okay, we're not going
to
really...
Yeah, give them 2 to 4 weeks of space. Yeah,
we're definitely not going to go after that. Okay, this week here, so far, there's nothing released there, so we're going to put this movie here, and then somebody else announces something, and it's like, okay, that's probably going to be bigger. Let's move this here.
Along with that, Jumanji 2 came out. And then they only have one full week
yeah.
before. And, like, when I realized, some reason in my head, I thought, like, last week, I thought we were still a couple weeks away from Star Wars. Like,
right.
It just I wasn't kinda, paying attention yeah. to the calendar. Like, it just kind
of
snuck
Well, because originally it was supposed to be the last week of November.
Well, but still, like.
Yeah, I don't know, man. When you said you had tickets for that Tuesday, in my head, I was all like, that's weird why they're releasing it on Tuesday. Like, I didn't even, yeah, like, I know, right? It didn't even, like. Come into my head that like it's already had the first weekend out, and so me and Jen went and watched Jumanji 2 the other day, and it was really fun. It's exactly what you thought like the second one should be out of the first one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think it was better or worse. I think it's just a continuation of the same fun shit. And I was like, because I always think about that. I'm like, especially on Rock movies. I'm like, all right, if The Rock makes this much money, like. Is he going to get another? Are they going to do another one? And they had like a little teaser for how they're going to do the next one. And, you know, it's always dependent on if they make a bunch of money.
Right.
And so like, oh, I'm going to be interested to see. And like, they'll have this weekend and then next weekend and then Star Wars. So they're going to have to make all their. And then I was looking, I was like, oh, fuck, Star Wars comes out next week and they only have 1 week. Their business is going to fall off a fucking cliff. And I was like, they should have released that shit last week. Why did they only right. give it
get
1 week?
Bit more out of it.
Yeah. yeah.
It dethroned Frozen too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did. I mean, it did good money. I think it was like 260 worldwide opening weekend.
Let's find out.
But yeah, it seemed to make enough, but it's like your second weekend is not going to be as big as you thought it was or were probably hoping it was going right.
to
be.
And going forward to the next couple of weeks is just going to be Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars, Star
yeah.
Wars. Yeah.
Yeah. 216.
Sure. How many times do you plan on seeing Star Wars, Cody?
I mean,
like plan on. Yeah.
I mean, at least two now, because I have tickets to go with Mike on Tuesday and then whenever we go see it, which right. I figured we might probably do it. Well, we can't do it that Wednesday, obviously, because no, like that's Christmas.
Yeah.
But I figured we could do it either the following Wednesday or if we want to do it that weekend, we can try that like Sunday or something.
Yeah.
Because there's no pay-per-view for wrestling, so we can easily.
Yeah. I was so confused when you text me that. I was all like, yeah, that's weird. It's coming on Tuesday. I was all like.
Well, that's the thing is when like. When he didn't text me, he sent me the tickets, and I was like, the fuck? And he texted me, he goes, oh, sorry, I wasn't text you first. I was like, what the fuck? He's like, I can't go, I have to work, so do you want these? And I was like, well, yeah. I was like, what theater did you get them at? He's like, well, it's Cinema One. I was like, fuck yeah, man, what? Hell yeah, we're not sitting in the front row? He's like, no, man, dead center. I was like, shit. But him and his wife always go on Tuesdays because they have the kids, and they're for some reason off on Tuesdays. But I was like, he's like, I didn't think about it, but he's an emergency tech.
Yeah.
So he has to work on Tuesday because it's Christmas Eve, like all hands on deck. And he's like, well, fuck, I didn't think about that. And he bought those tickets like 2 months ago.
Damn.
When they first went on sale. And he's like, shit, like I fucking forgot.
So yeah, and I looked up when it finally dawned on me that it was coming out this weekend. I went through all the show times and I was like, there's nothing...
Like,
there's
that weekend is just to. Fucking ruined.
I was like, I can go on a Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can go Monday morning. It's the only times before Tuesday morning that I could go. And I'm like, well, Friday morning means, like, I have to go by myself.
Yeah.
Depends on early in the morning, it is.
Yeah, and I was like, this sucks.
Yeah.
And, yeah, because I work Friday, so I don't get off till 10.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So it's like, yeah, I'm fucked. Either. I was like, I can't believe I fucked up this weekend so hard. I was like, yeah.
You're right, it snuck up on us. I'm surprised we didn't buy tickets early.
Where we're going to, then we couldn't decide on who was going to go when.
That's the other problem. It's like, it's so hard to know what you're going to be able to do because I don't have a set schedule. Like, it's roughly the same. But especially on holiday weekends, it gets real fucking sometimes. So I'm like, I have no fucking clue. Like, I don't want to buy tickets now and not be able to go.
And for me, too, like, I have a set schedule. But the problem is, like, I totally forgot, like, we start opening earlier.
Yeah.
And so, like, I got my hours extended. So I still come in at the same time, but I'm working later. So it's like, oh.
And the same with me is, like, now, like, even... if we would have got our normal Thursday night, mm-hmm. I don't have Thursdays off anymore.
Right.
So it would have been, like, I wouldn't have been able to make it because I think on Thursday night I get off at 11.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too is I can't go late on Thursday nights because I usually go into work at 4 a.m. now.
Yeah.
So like I can't do like a 10 o'clock Thursday night showing anymore because I'm just fucking garbage the whole next day because I'm old now.
Yo, fuck!
Speaking of another thing
speaking of old fucks,
sneaks up on you.
Comes naturally, we are.
I'm an old fuck, Joe.
Old fuck, Mike.
Young ass Cody.
Bullshit.
Bitches.
How many gray hairs came off that head when you got shaved?
I don't know what you're talking about, Joe.
Yeah.
Notice there's no photos?
They all got swept away. Don't worry about it.
They got swept away.
Yep.
What did the lady say when she was sweeping your hair away? God damn, didn't I already sweep your previous...
She, like, literally... So Jody did the undercut. Cut off 4 inches of hair underneath my already long hair.
Yeah.
And the girl comes over and goes, starts sweeping up. She goes... Did I not sweep up after you? Because I still have hair, right? Yeah. She's like, did I not sweep up after your last cut? And Jody laughs and goes, no, that's all his. And she looks at me. And I was like, don't judge me. Don't judge me. I get haircuts. I used to get haircuts once a year, all right? this is my third haircut in a year.
Third haircut in a year?
Third haircut in a year.
Calendar year?
Yep.
Feels like it's only been once a year.
Yeah. I got one early in the year.
I was with you the last time you got cut.
You were there the first wrestler cut, yeah.
It's the wrestler cut.
I don't know what else to call it.
Well, literally was. He's just like, I want this.
And I literally showed a picture of Buddy Murphy and Aleister Black. I was like, this. Just don't go to skin underneath.
She just goes, okay.
Yeah. Now it was really easy because she's like, she's pins up my hair and just.
Cut it into that V shape.
Buzzed it and that's it. And I was like, well, there we go.
Yeah, nice.
Done and done.
Right.
But
it was a load off too.
The first time?
Like the first time, second time, third time?
First time I was like, holy shit, that's a lot of hair. This time
I thought he was floating around. I thought his head wasn't attached.
Oh my God.
What's going on?
So much lighter.
When I left this time, because the top is so long still, the wind was like hitting it and it was like tickling the back of my neck. I was like, hee hee hee. But then my ears were getting cold. I was like, shit, I didn't bring a hat. I didn't think this through. Because none of my hats fit because of all the fucking hair underneath.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually starting to get that too. Weird.
You should do wrestler's cut.
Nah, I'm good. I like the longer hair.
You can do the long hair. It still comes down on the sides.
Yeah, but I'm not going to, I don't want to buzz the sides.
Whatever, man. Just saying. Wrestler cuts around. He's got the dashed Wilder.
Nah, I have the no other option.
He isn't either.
Yeah, but... not cool. Yeah.
If you keep saying it like that, if you say I got the Dash Wilder, I'd be like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Man.
But if you say, oh, I don't know the choice, it just doesn't grow.
Yeah.
Then it seems bad.
I mean, I could have the Hulk Hogan. I could rock the skullet, but that's, like a few years away from that.
Let's not do that. Let's not actually do that ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
When I'm super old, I'm gonna do it
because you don't care.
When I'm whatever Hulk Hogan's his age now. I'm growing that shit out.
104?
Yeah, and I'm going to tan like crazy. And
60 going on 100?
Yeah, be a real, real dumb mustache and everything.
He is 66 years old.
Yeah, when I'm 66, I'm rocking the skullet, guys.
All right.
Notice he always wears bandanas now.
The back of my head is still real hair.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it will. It's nice. Got a lot of it back there still.
Are you going to wear a bandana all the time?
Yeah. And just rip off my shirt.
That's inappropriate.
Nope.
Church!
Just walks into every place he walks into. I'm Mike.
That real American guitar riff playing every time I walk into a building.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He's got a Bluetooth speaker hanging off his fucking his belt.
My fanny pack.
Yeah,
I'm a full 80s wrestler when I'm 66. Can't nobody say shit. If I'm still alive at 66, it's gonna be the one thing that gives me pleasure is pissing people off with my 80s wrestler gimmick.
Gimmick or, you know, livelihood.
Keep it real, man.
Keeping it real. I'm ridiculous. You're old, Joe. How's that?
Young kids will be. I accept it. I'm not the oldest one in this room, legally. Right.
Taj.
In this room. Taj's never in this room.
That's true.
Taj's never even in a room that this podcast is playing in.
That's true.
I just skip it real quick. I literally refreshed. I went to Slash Films, and guess what the first article is?
Really?
Tenet.
Tenet?
I scrolled real quick, but I'm on this one that I wanted to talk about. Have you guys watched the trailer for 1917 yet?
No. I don't know what that is.
It's the one that's made by Sam Mendes. It's like the one-take war movie.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess the final... I haven't looked at the final runtime of it yet, but it's literally officially one unbroken shot. Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
Fucking insane. That's what that is. Fucking insane. The dedication
to have to be able to be able to do
that. How many times do you think you rehearsed?
Exactly.
Apparently several. But there's parts where they had, like, because they had storms rolling in that shouldn't be rolling in. Because it literally, like, they have a way of making it go through a night cycle. Like, they have to go through, like, they leave at night, but where they're running to when they have their shot, a storm's just coming in. They're like, we can't. Unless we can have that storm the entire time, we can't use that shot. So they have to sit there and wait for the storm to pass.
Huh. Wow.
The movie's like 7 hours long, and there's like 3 hours of everyone just standing around waiting for the storm to pass.
Right. But yeah, the it's cool if you watch the featurette they released about it. Is like they show how they did it with like this camera, because at one point it's handheld because they have to go into stuff, and it's this rig, but they have the cameramen dressed like soldiers. So when they pass the, like, they'll be running backwards, right? They'll hook it to a rig on a car seamlessly, just boom. And then he'll, as the camera's, it's zoomed in on the character, and the camera starts to pan out. And so the character's still running. And then all of a sudden, the guy that was the cameraman is just running as one of the soldiers.
Oh, wow.
But he's out of frame. So by the time the camera pans out and speeds up, he's in frame as he was running with the rest of them already. I was like, God damn genius. Like, there's a plane crash in it. They have to, like, you have to time a fucking plane crash.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, holy shit. Like,
and wait for it, and wait for it, and wait for it, and crash.
Okay, run. You know, like, God damn, what the fuck? Yeah, it's crazy looking. But yeah, it's officially unbroken, one shot. I actually wonder if they have the running time yet, because it comes out pretty soon. That's not how you spell 1917.
1918.
Yeah, no. I'm off.
So close.
Ooh, oh my God. 119 minutes. It was a 2 hour
Jesus
long.
Jesus Christ.
Damn.
Holy shit. Are you fucking kidding me? That's insane.
That is insane.
That's dumb.
That's dumb.
Don't do that. Seems too hard.
They filmed it in 2 months.
That's it. We're good.
No, they filmed it in 2 hours.
Exactly.
it took them 2 months to film it. Because there's
like to Mike's point at the beginning, how many times did you run through these?
Well, in that featurette, they said that the when
Two
they were
months,
showing
24 hours a day, yeah. 2 hours.
Oh, you're saying
they just nonstop
shit.
Running,
just nonstop.
They literally did 2 hours.
Let's not pick the scenes and then rehearse those scenes. We're just gonna rehearse the whole thing,
the whole scene,
and again,
the whole scene.
Yeah,
yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, that's...
Is there any, like, notable actors in that movie? Like, people you'd recognize?
I mean, because you have Mark Strong's in it, Andrew Scott's in it, Richard Madden's in it, Colin Firth is in it, Benedict Cumberbatch is in it. But it's pretty much the biggest names that are in it. So, obviously, Mark Strong, we've talked about him several times in this. He's, at this point, a fairly good actor. Andrew Scott is Moriarty from the new Sherlock Holmes show,
yep.
As well as many other things. Richard Madden is famous for being in Game of Thrones. He's the one that got killed at his wedding.
He's the old coach of the Raiders, started commentating football games.
That's right.
In a video game.
Yep. Then you have Colin Firth, who is obviously, well, also well known for being an actor. And you have Benedict Cumberbatch, which is, well, I mean, he's fucking Doctor Strange, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
He saw Avengers more than anybody else.
Oh, it's this movie. I didn't realize this was the movie that was doing the one-shot thing.
Yeah.
Oh, even the trailer for that looks like it was hard to do one shot.
Yeah, right?
I'm sure.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it's pretty pretty insane.
An hour and 58 minutes. It's too long, man.
For one shot, yeah.
Was it like a, was it Birdman? Got all the props because they had like a 15-minute continuous shot thing.
When he's walking down the street, leaves one building, goes to another. Yeah, it's pretty. It's pretty fucking. It's gonna be pretty interesting to watch for sure. Because like, war movies in general are hard to kind of get going with, you know, like a narrative in a war, because like, there's so much fucking going on, you know what I mean? Like, it's how do you pick what you do? Like, you know, what sequences.
Are you showing and sequences. Yeah. And yeah. Where they go. And
yeah. This one, it's two fucking kids running from one place through a fucking active war zone to another place to stop another battalion from being ambushed. And it's like, Jesus Christ. They have to run through the night.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, God damn. That's fucking nuts. Plus all that running. Like,
right?
It's 2 hours of running.
Yeah.
Gunning.
I like running for 2 minutes.
And there's a part where they're in a rushing river. I was like, how do you.
There's so many, like, variables that could go
exactly
fucked up on you.
That's super, super not conducive to making that work be a good idea.
Joe, did you watch the teaser for Quiet Place 2?
No, I haven't yet.
It gives you absolutely nothing, but just the way they do it, you start remembering the first movie, you're like, oh my God, I'm so excited for this movie.
I love the Quiet Place so much. I start remembering the first movie and I go, God damn it, John Krasinski's dead.
Yeah. Fuck. Spoiler alert, he comes back. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, you, what?
Yeah, it's just
to direct it. He comes back to direct
and write.
Oh, I didn't let you finish. Gotcha.
Cody'd me.
Cody doesn't let you finish.
Yeah.
Never. Blue balls all day. But the teaser is nothing but the family walking on sand, and then they get to the end of like the sand, and she looks like, look at a map, and she's like, and she steps
like
off.
A beach, or is it like desert?
No, remember their walkway that they had?
Oh,
the okay. Sand
so
trail.
It could be soft.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
So they get to the end of that, and just the idea that there was an end to that, I was like, of course there's an end somewhere. Now they have to leave it. I was like, God damn it, this is so good.
Right. Yeah,
but it looks like it takes place minutes afterwards. Like she still has the
have to cheese it out of here because they know where it was.
Yeah. At. Like her foot's wrapped where she stepped on the nail. Uh-huh. She's still got the post-pregnancy belly stuff going on. She's disheveled as shit. Like the kids are as well. Like the son leans over and his hair's all fucking whacked out. And I was like, "Ooh man, this is gonna be rough." Because like that whole place is fucked now.
Yeah.
Like the house is completely ruined because it has shotgun holes in it, and there's water filling the basement. Oh, that, and you also blew up the fucking everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that's not safe here anymore. So
that first movie is so good.
So good, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what we should do? It's a shitty thing to throw at you guys right off the top, but we never did our movie list this year.
Yeah.
So I just want to hear like a couple of your favorite movies this year.
Yeah, right.
Just a couple. Now, well, I'm not saying give me a list.
No, the difference between this flip you off and that flip you off is like I have a hard time remembering what I watched this year.
True,
he can't pick shit.
Yeah. Also true.
I'm not asking for a list. I'm like, what stuck out as like, oh my God, that was a lot of fun.
I enjoyed Frozen 2 a lot.
You saw Frozen 2?
Yeah.
You going on dates with that us again?
Yeah.
You dick. How'd the date go?
The movie was awesome.
How'd the date go?
Yeah. Well, the movie was awesome. Such a dick. Which one of us?
You.
That's fair. I don't know why I had to ask that question. Let's give Joe a list of movies you've seen. Well, I mean,
I'm looking at stuff right now.
You've seen the big ones.
Yeah. Right? So like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is really good.
Yeah.
God, what else is on here that was really good? John Wick 3 was pretty good.
Pretty good. What?
No, this list can't be right. It says Alita Battle Angel was this year, was it?
Was.
For some reason, that feels like it was last year.
Nope. That was this year.
That is the problem. I really enjoyed that movie.
I really enjoyed the movie.
And I can't wait for the sequel to come out.
I really enjoyed Detective Pikachu. I really enjoyed It Chapter 2. I really enjoyed Godzilla.
Yep.
I really enjoyed Alita. I just watched Rocket Man. I enjoyed that a lot.
Us. We talked about
Us.
Last podcast.
Yep.
At
a Strata. Just watched that.
I never saw it. Haven't seen it yet.
You want to borrow my iTunes? I have it on there. I've watched it 3 times now.
I've been meaning to buy it.
You rewatched it?
3 times.
Man, I really liked the movie, but
it's depressing as shit.
I was like, I don't think I need to rewatch it. Like, eventually I'll watch it one more time, but
Let's see. I have not watched Men in Black yet, but it comes on HBO here pretty quickly. Oh, by the way, if you guys want to use HBO, help the new Hellboy's on there if you want to spend your time watching
it. I still plan on watching it just to see how it is.
It's on there. It premiered on Saturday.
I know it's on there.
Have fun spending your time.
I know that it's not a great movie. I just want to see it.
Shazam came out this year. Lego Movie 2 came out this year. Dumbo came out this year. That was an interesting movie. Very sad.
Shit, I forgot. I haven't seen Iron Sky, the coming.
Oh, it's on Netflix now.
Is it?
Yeah. The Coming Race?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so good. It's so ridiculous. Remember how ridiculous the first one is?
Yes.
Fuck that ridiculousness.
Speaking of ridiculousness, I'm surprised we didn't mention Six Underground.
Oh God. Can we talk about that? Mike, did you watch it?
No.
Fuck off, dude. Really?
I had like the worst week, dude. I couldn't watch anything.
Anyways, Joe and I will talk about it.
Yeah.
How ridiculous is that movie?
So ridiculous.
The first 20 minutes is the most violent movie I have ever seen in my life. Yeah. John Wick aspires to be that fucking violent.
Right?
Good God.
So many people, like, legit dying.
I love how Bay is obviously leaned in and okay with, like, poking fun at himself, because, like, the marketing for this movie was it's the most Michael Bay movie ever.
Yeah.
Like, and they're did that little featurette
thing. They're like scientists have researched all of Michael Bay's. You know what I mean? I was like, Bay had to okay that. And for him to like kind of realize, like, yeah, he's in on the joke. Like, I just like making fucking crazy shit.
Yeah.
It makes me like Michael Bay more.
He knows what he's making, for sure.
He's obviously not being like all,
I'm an artist.
Yeah. You don't want to be like all shitty about it. Like, oh, you're fucking with my art. Like, yeah, dude, I make crazy shit and explosions and slow mo.
Did you see the one where they released the appropriate ways to watch Six Underground?
No.
The first list was phones and iPads.
Nice.
Which is funny because
it's Netflix.
It's Netflix. It's Netflix, yeah. Which is the same where The Irishman's coming from.
Right.
Which, by the way, did you watch it finally?
No.
Jesus fucking Christ, it was so goddamn long.
You had a whole day to watch that thing?
Dude, bro. I watched it in 2 nights. Watched it in 2 nights.
2 nights?
Yeah. I watched like the first 50 minutes of it.
That's so fucking long.
I gotta go to bed. I gotta work tomorrow.
It's legit two movies.
Yeah, exactly. I'm literally like, I don't want to put the time into it.
I just need 4 hours to do it. I don't, because I don't, Jen wants to see it. Like, I don't have
a solid 4 hour stretch of the day
to do it. Like, I don't have that. I could set aside.
What would have been better is not make this a whole movie. Do exactly what they did with Hateful Eight and make it 4 episodes or something like that.
Or 2 just movies, because that's what it is. 2 just movies. It's so fucking long.
The runtime is
3.5 hours.
3.5 hours. You split that into 3 1-hour episodes. Much easier to watch.
Yeah. Ugh.
Dude.
It gives you like a logical place to stop.
Exactly.
Like, give me a logical place to stop. Yeah. What I've seen of it is good. I'm gonna rewatch the whole thing though, because it's been so long since, like, it was the first couple days where I watched part of it. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, dude, this past week I just haven't been able to watch like anything really. because like work schedules and like shit kept coming up to do, like the ballet. I gotta go to the ballet for some reason. but yeah, I'm eventually gonna sit down and watch it. I just need like, I need me and Jin to have a day off, and not like a day off where we have to go and like grocery shop and do all the shit we have to do for, you know, the week. Like, we just need an actual day off, and I'm gonna sit there and watch it. But
Spider-Man Far From Home listed as a comedy.
Possibly.
I mean, there's some funny stuff in it. Also, I don't think Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is a comedy either.
I mean, there's some funny stuff in it.
Yeah.
The way they classify movies sometimes are never...
So, let me get this right.
Well, we went over that with the... Was it Hidden Gems?
The Martian.
And The Martians, yeah.
Yeah.
The Martians. The Martian.
Martian, yeah. Like, all right, so I went to Google. I typed in 2019 movies to get a list to go through and look at it, right?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I clicked on the View More Movies, right? And it went from popular movies to a breakdown of categories.
Yep, and these categories are fucking weird.
Number one, I don't like the fact they didn't capitalize the letter when it comes to the after 2019, and it says comedies in lowercase. For some reason, that drives me insane. But, so in the, I don't know how they do this for justification. So they have, they're showing 8 movies. I'll go through the comedies. So mind you, there's 8 of these. Let me know how many of these you would categorize as a comedy. Ready? Ready, Mike?
Yep.
Spider-Man Far From Home. Booksmart. Hustlers. How to Train Your Dragon 3. Aladdin. Long Shot. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Toy Story 4.
I got 4, but that's...
Because you
three
did...
Three of them are iffy.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
there's only 2 where you're like, yeah, that's a comedy.
Like, yeah. Booksmart and Long Shot.
100% comedies.
Comedies.
But like, how did you, like the animation ones? Like,
yeah, they're not really.
It's like family movies. Like,
and they're also animated movies.
Like, animated action family. Adventure, yeah. Even. Yeah. Still, for most part.
So then we go to action movies, right? Okay. And I'm giving you only the first 8 that are on the list. There's an arrow I can go more. Lion King. Captain Marvel. X-Men Dark Phoenix. Godzilla King of Monsters. Abominable. Alita Battle Angel, Avengers Endgame, Toy Story 4.
Again, I had like
adventure,
2 ones.
Adventure movies. Those were adventure movies. Adventure movies.
Not action movies.
Oh, not action.
Movies. Yeah.
Oh, then that
adventure
was
movies.
Yeah.
Okay. Dramas, spot on.
Well, yeah.
Okay, I'm not even going to go to the list. It's just, that's what it is.
It's weird that, because I'm looking at the exact same lists that you are, I had different movies in my top 8.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck Google. What's going on here?
Apples.
You on Google Canada?
Ha! He's the maple leaf wearing motherfucker.
First off, they put Hobbs and Shaw's in the comedy on his list.
Right.
Possibly.
Shazam.
It's an action comedy for sure.
Shazam, I could see you could call it a comedy, but it's like, not really though. Like, if you gave it to me, I would not categorize it as a comedy.
Like, how oddly violent that movie is.
How fucking terrifying
did you
parts
ever see
of it are?
No.
It's also on the HBO, if you want to watch it.
When they release those monster things,
dude,
they eat people.
Oh.
Not off camera.
On.
Like,
on camera.
You see these fucking crazy, scary-looking monsters eat people. While, like, other people are trying to run away and, like, banging on the doors to get out and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, like, way more than I thought. I was like, oh, this is going to be, like, the kid version superhero movie, you know, because they're all kids.
No.
No, dude. They fuck up people real bad in that movie.
Damn. All right.
The rest of them, I mean, I could see some of these being listed that way.
Horror movies seems pretty spot on.
Yeah, horror movies for me. What movies do you have on yours?
It Chapter 2, Midsommar, Ready or Not, Crawl, Annabelle Comes Home, Scary Stories, Child's Play, and Brightburn.
Oh, okay. Mine. The only difference on mine is I have La Llorona. Child's Play is not on mine.
Yeah. You're right about the dramas. Yeah, family-friendly movies. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
It's a weird category, I guess, to have, but to me, but yeah.
Wouldn't that encompass, like, How to Train Your Dragon and Toy Story? And...
On my list, How to Train Your Dragon's not on there, but Toy Story is.
Toy Story's on mine, so is Aladdin.
Oh, so they got movies
Aladdin's
popping
not
up
on mine.
Multiple. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because Lion King shows up in here, Toy Story 4.
It definitely shows up in multiple sections, so yeah.
That makes it a little bit better, I guess.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean,
that's like a weird Netflix searching.
Yeah, but when you categorize them as a comedy.
But I love the fantasy movie one too. Did you make it all with like fantasy movies a category all with the bottom?
I didn't get fantasies. I got thrillers and sci-fi movies.
Oh, I got fantasy movies. It doesn't. Man, I don't have sci-fi.
Bullshit.
I don't have sci-fi. I got fantasy movies. It's Hellboy, Detective Pikachu, Yesterday, Noelle. Was that Paradise Hills, Ugly Dolls, Avengers Endgame, and Toy Story 4.
Oh, you really want to lose your mind? At the very top, where it says what to watch, there's categories. Click on fantasy. Oh, it'll fuck your day over. Because then it gives you popular fantasy movies, fantasy comedies, fantasy adventure fantasy movies, fantasy sci-fi movies, family-friendly fantasy movies, and fantasy dramas.
I guess what's weird to me is that not a lot of these fall to me in what I think of as a fantasy movie.
Bro, this thing is just... Google needs to rein this in. This is you can literally keep clicking on stuff, and it keeps adding stuff in.
Oh, my God. Can I do a 2009 fantasy drama movies?
Oh, I look. Can. Yeah, I can do fantasy sci-fi. I can do I fantasy do sci-fi fantasy action. Fantasy
drama thrillers. Glass, Don't Let Go, Serenity, Rattlesnake, and Paradise Hills.
It's fucking...
I'm going to add sci-fi to that. So now I have a 2019 fantasy drama thriller sci-fi, Glass, Paradise Hills, Serenity, Don't Let Go.
Absolutely bonkers. This is just madness. Google, what is wrong with you?
That's weird.
That's about using Bing? What's going on here?
Don't do that.
Ugh. That's gross.
That is gross. What the fuck, man? I just refreshed mine. I was like, I'm gonna clear everything out and do it again.
Yep.
I literally changed. Got the same exact thing.
Oh, really?
My list is exactly the same.
I hit clear all and it changes now.
Well, I hit clear all, exactly. Then I researched 2019 movies, and my exact list is exactly the same again.
No, I cleared all, and now a popular movie starts with the Six Underground.
Nope, it's not. Does yours say 2019 and movies or just movies?
Oh, you know what? It says what to watch. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, that's what so that's why I had to research it, and then it came back. It was the exact same fucking list I had a minute ago. But somehow is different than your list.
Yep, now my list is the same list again.
The fuck, Google?
Oh, well, whatever.
Google, your shit's fucked, bro.
Google, bitch.
Google, bitch.
Joe just dabbed. Did you see that?
I did not.
Ooh, Aladdin's going to be on Disney Plus on January 1st through the 10th.
A plant behind me, and I got scared.
Got scared. Yeah.
All right, real quick, before we go. No one's going to hold you to a favorite movie of last year.
Of last year?
Of this year.
Of this year?
Of this past year.
Someone's gonna hold this to me.
You can give me like two, like this one or this one.
I would say probably either Ad Astra or Far From Home.
Okay.
There's very few movies that I actually bought this year. So I know Alita Battle Angel was one of them.
Because it was out. So fucking good.
It was so fucking good. And the 3D wasn't spectacular when we saw it, but I bought it in 3D when it came out, and it's more spectacular to watch it on at my house. Because
the 3D works?
Yeah, because the 3D actually works. So Alita Battle Angel, and trying to think of anything else that I bought. I know I bought Spider-Man Far From Home. But that to me, that was just more of a continuation of the Marvel movies. That was really good, but probably not one of my favorites. I don't know. I can't think of anything else this past year that just stands out as something that I really, really enjoyed.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yeah, I did. But again, it came out and I never bought it. Gotcha. On you know, I didn't buy it. And for me, buying the movie means that I really want to watch it over and over
again. Yeah, for you, for sure. I want
to be able to watch it. You know, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was a fantastic movie, but I saw it. It's good. Maybe if it comes out on Netflix, or, you know, when it comes out on Netflix sometime again, if I decide, you know, to really want to rewatch it, I will. But that's it. Yeah.
Michael.
I'll go John Wick 3 and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah. Probably definitely in that conversation for favorite movies.
Cool.
Yeah. All right.
Cool.
Jesus, this
Sorry.
Guy.
Sorry.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, comes actually, we are
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. That's it for this week's episode, everybody. As usual, you fuckers just came naturally.